Would you speak with me today's sermon title? It's on the screen. Our title today is based on Psalm 23, verse 3. It's a jungle out there. Psalm 23:3 reads, "He restores my soul." I invite you to turn your worship folder over and find out at the sermon outline as we consider this important theme, "It's a jungle out there." Could you imagine yourself this morning in a deep jungle? I mean, a dark jungle. Some friends talked you into this trip, and here you are. You've joined the group, paid the fare, hired the guide. Now you're hiking with them in the middle of nowhere in this jungle you've never been before. You notice, McCall, that your shoe is untied, so you stoop down to tie it. But when you look around, nobody's there. You quickly go to the right, hoping they went that direction, but you don't see them. You turn around and go to the left, thinking maybe they turned left, but they're out of sight. You're alone. Time passes. How long has it been now? You feel helpless. That's how you feel. You cry out, "I wasn't made for this place. I wasn't made for a jungle. Give me the big city of Vancouver with tall buildings. If I get lost on my cell phone, I can call for a taxi cab. But here, I wasn't made for this jungle." And also, you're not equipped. You have no machete to cut down the branches and underbrush. You have no signal flares, no food, no weapons. Plus, you have no clue how to get out. Sound like fun to you? Oh, me either. But given such circumstances like this, how would you feel? Afraid? Sure. Little bit of anxiety? You bet. Anger? Maybe you'd like to get your hands around the necks of those people who talked you into this trip. But most of all, what about the feeling of hopelessness? No idea where to turn. No idea what to do. Who could blame you for sitting on a log with your face in your hands, wondering out loud, "Lord, am I ever going to get out of this jungle?" This morning, would you pause with me just for a few moments? Can you imagine, just in a small way, this feeling of having no hope? If you can, then you can relate to many people in our world today. For many people in our world today, and maybe even for some here today, life is, well, like a jungle. Not a jungle of trees and branches. Oh, would it would be, so we could, with a machete, cut back the branches and underbrush. But no, the jungles faced by so many people in our lives today, maybe by you, are jungles filled with failing health, broken hearts, empty wallets, jungles filled with hospital walls, family problems, bill collectors. We don't hear the screeching of birds or the roaring of lions, but make no mistake about it, we hear the whispering lies of the devil as he leans into your ear and he whispers, "Does God really love you? If God really loved you, would you be having this problem? You are lost. You are alone. You may as well give up." My friends, let me remind you, the main reason we exist as a congregation, we should maybe ask that question someday in a poll. What's the reason we exist as a congregation? The main reason we exist as a congregation is to give away to all people around us in our community and in our lives the sweet, wonderful message that in Jesus Christ there is a way out of the hopeless jungle of sin and darkness and death. Did you listen to the news yesterday? Did you hear what happened in Libya over the weekend? We prayed for them in our Sunday morning Bible class. 4 Christian people were arrested and imprisoned. They're in deep trouble. They were imprisoned. Why? Because they shared their faith in Jesus Christ. And in that country, it is illegal to do so. This is the very focus of our Sunday morning Bible class, to which you're all encouraged to come. How can we, in a better, loving, and more winsome way, give away, as individuals and as a congregation, the sweet message that in Jesus Christ there is freedom from a jungle of sin and darkness and death? For many people, it's a jungle out there. And for far too many people in our lives, hope is in short supply. Not a very pretty picture, is it? But this dark picture isn't complete. So if you got them this morning, put on your sunglasses, because the picture in our sermon is about to get much brighter. Why? Because in Psalm 23, David tells us this about our Lord, our Good Shepherd. He says, "Our Shepherd, He restores my soul." We've imagined the emotions of being lost. Now let's do the same thing with being rescued. Exactly what little Elizabeth said this morning is true. When we are lost, what we need more than anything else is someone who will lead us out of our being lost, who will show us and be the way. What would it take to restore your hope if you're lost? What would you need to re-energize your journey? Let's just mention 3 things, and they're on your sermon outline. Note them this morning. First of all, we need a person. We need a person, not just any person. You need someone who's been in the jungle and knows his way out. Next, from this person, you need a new vision. You need him to lift up your spirits, to look you in the eye and say, "Don't give up. This isn't the end. There's a better place than where you're at right now, and I will lead you there." And third and most important, probably, you need direction. You need someone who doesn't just know the way. You need someone who himself can take you to the right place, like that kind store owner did for me so many years ago. When you have this person and this vision and this direction, then you have someone who can restore your hope. Or as David says, "He restores my soul." This is one of the key things our Lord Jesus Christ does for us. He restores hope to our soul. Is there anyone here this morning who doesn't need more hope? My friends, whatever kind of a jungle you may be in today, everything changes when your rescuer appears. He is here today. He is here for you. He has never left your side. But He is surely and especially here today in the preaching of the Word, in the sharing of Holy Communion. He is here today in the gathering of His people, the church. Jesus, your rescuer, is here. And are you listening to me? He has come because He's here to restore your soul. Your loneliness diminishes because you have the strength of His person and His presence. Your despair decreases because He lifts up your eyes. He lifts up your spirit with a gift of a spiritual vision that sees beyond this present darkness. your confusion begins to lift because He gives you His direction and He Himself takes you where you need to be. Now, please note, and if you've tuned out, it's time to tune in. And that's why I do that every once in a while, to gather your attention here. Please note, you haven't left the jungle. This world of sin and death and darkness is a place where we still need to live. And our Christian faith is not a cheap escape from reality. Our Christian faith is not a ticket to some fantasy island where all is sweet and nice and make-believe. The jungle is still a jungle. It hasn't changed. But here's the good news. You've changed. Because you have hope. And you have hope because you have someone. You have someone who can lead you out. Jesus, your shepherd, knows you weren't made for this place. You weren't made for this jungle of sin and death and darkness. So He has come to guide you and to lead you home. To quote that old gospel song, "I am but a stranger here. Heaven is my home." 1 Peter 2:11 puts it this way, "You are like foreigners and strangers in this world." Jesus, your shepherd, has come, says Psalm 23, to restore your soul. And look at your outline. He is the perfect person to do so. Why? In John 10 and 11, Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep." He has been in this jungle of sin and death. He has cut and cleared the pathway for you. He has felt your pain. He has paid for your sins. He has died your death. He has risen from death and destroyed your grave. And He has the right directions. He knows His way out of this jungle of sin and death. He Himself is your way out. What did Jesus say in John 14, 6? Not, "I'll show you the way, I'll draw you a map." He said, "I am the way and the truth and the life." He gives us the right vision. Do you notice your Lord Jesus is looking right in your eyes this morning? Not your neighbor. Not your spouse, not your friend. Your Lord Jesus is looking you right in the eye this morning. Right in the eye. He's lifting up your sagging spirits so you can say together with Psalm 121, one of the most common psalms I take to nursing homes, hospitals, and the beds of those in great despair. Jesus looks you in the eye so you can say these words in Psalm 121. "I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He who watches over me will not slumber. He will not sleep. He will watch over my life." One more time, I'm going to do this. Because lest you miss this next sentence, it is the central point of this sermon and the central point of our Christian faith and the central point of the Holy Bible. And here it is. Jesus, our shepherd, doesn't just show us the way out of the jungle. He is the way out of the jungle. He doesn't tell us the way to go. He is the way to go. The story is told of a man on an African safari deep in the jungle. The guide had been walking in front of him with a large machete. He was whacking away the thick branches and undergrowth. But the traveler who was tired, do you ever get tired? The traveler who was frustrated, do you ever get frustrated? The traveler who was anxious, do you ever get anxious? Asked the guide, "Where are we? Do you know where you're taking me? Where is the path? And the experienced and patient guide looked back with understanding and said to the traveler, I am the path. We ask God the same questions, don't we? God, where are you taking me? Where's the path? And like the guide, our Lord doesn't necessarily answer our question the way we want it to be answered. He may give us a hint once in a while, but like the traveler, we can't comprehend our way around the jungle. And so our God gives us something much better than directions. He gives us the gift of Himself. He says to you and to me, my dear child, I am the path. Does He remove the jungle? No. The vegetation is still thick. The challenges are still there in our lives. But He restores our hope by giving us the gift of Himself. What do you think Holy Communion is all about? This is holy ground. He gives us the gift of Himself through the preaching of His Word. And He has promised, my dear beloved, He has promised each of us to stay with us in this jungle till the very end. Listen to the promise He has just for you in Matthew 28, verse 20. He says, and I am with you always, even to the end of the age. We need that reminder. We all need that reminder. All of us need hope. Maybe some of you here today feel like you don't really need hope right now. Your jungle has become a meadow, your life a delight. If such is the case, I am really happy for you. But remember, we don't know what tomorrow brings. We can't forget that we live in a world of sin and death. We could be one bend in the road away from the jungle that challenges our faith and mocks our hope. But in the name of Jesus Christ, we lift up our eyes. In the name of Jesus Christ, we shake our fist at whatever this old world throws our way. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare, it may be a jungle out there, but I have a good shepherd, and my shepherd is the Lord of the jungle. He knows the way. He is the way. He's the Lord, my shepherd, and He restores my soul. In the name of Jesus, our good shepherd. Amen.